Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to take a classic jungle and drum and bass ingredient, the dub siren, and make it feel human, not just on the grid, not just pasted in as an effect but performed, like it's actually having a conversation with the break. And here's the twist, we're going to treat the siren like an amen break. We'll slice it into tiny playable gestures, reorder them with MIDI, and then add the subtle stuff that makes it feel alive, micro timing, velocity variation, groove, and a little bit of tasteful effects. All stock Ableton, mostly in the arrangement view, because that's where DNB really becomes a record. By the end, you'll have a siren slice instrument you can play like drums, plus a solid 8 to 16 bar arrangement that locks into your break instead of fighting it. Alright, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 puts us in that classic modern DNB pocket. Now create three tracks. One audio track for your break. Name it break track. One audio track for your siren sample. Name it siren track. And one MIDI track where the slices will live. Name it siren slices. If you don't have a dub siren specifically, don't stress. Anything with movement works, an air horn, a whoop, a rising synth sweep, even a vocal. The key is it has some changing texture so the slices feel like different syllables. Now drop your siren sample onto the siren track in arrangement. Click the clip, and let's prep it in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to complex. If complex pro sounds better for your sample, use that, but complex is a good default. If the sample is free time or not lining up to the grid, right click and choose warp from here. Straight. The goal isn't perfection like you're editing a vocal. The goal is, when you loop one bar, the siren's movement feels stable against the grid so slicing later doesn't feel messy. Quick check. Loop one bar. If the siren kind of drifts rhythmically, fix the warp now, because bad warp equals bad slices, and then your groove will feel like it's tripping over itself. Cool. Now we do the surgery. Right-click the siren clip, and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slicing settings, start with slice by transients, create one slice per transient, and set the slicing preset to built-in and choose simpler. Click OK. Ableton will create a drum rack full of simplers, each one holding a tiny piece of the siren, mapped across pads. This is the big mindset shift. Your siren is no longer a long effect. It's now a set of playable hits, like break slices. Now, sometimes sirens don't have strong transients. If you sliced by transients and you got weird chunky slices, or like two slices total, undo and slice again, but this time choose slice, by 1/16 or even 1/32. Grid slicing is super amen style. It gives you consistent chops you can rearrange into rhythm. Now, before we write any MIDI, we do one of the most underrated steps. Pick anchor slices. Open the drum rack on the siren slices track and just audition pads. You're listening for 3 to 6 slices that feel like different roles. 1. A strong attack slice, good for downbeats. 2. A short chirp or blip, good for ghost notes. 3. A tail or whine, good for answers. 4. Maybe a noisy transition slice that sounds great as a fill. When you find a good one, rename it. Color it. Seriously, this saves you from guessing later when you're trying to arrange fast. Think of it like labeling your best amen hits. Kick, snare, ghost, ride, same concept, different sound. Now let's make these slices behave more like drum hits, so they're tight and playable. Click one of your anchor pads, then open it simpler. Set it to one-shot mode. Now add a tiny fade out. Somewhere around 10 to 40 milliseconds is usually enough to prevent clicks, without making it feel washed out. If you still get pops, here's the surgical fix. Add a tiny fade in too, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. And if only one pad clicks, fix only that pad. Don't blur the entire rack just because one slice is misbehaving. At this point, you should be able to tap a few pads and it feels percussive, like little siren syllables. Now we add human variation. Velocity. Drop the MIDI effect called velocity before the drum rack, on the siren slices track. Set its mode to random. Start with random around 10 to 20. If it feels like it's getting too quiet, add a little drive, like +0 to +5. This is subtle on purpose. We're not trying to make it chaotic, we're trying to make it breathe like a person triggering it, like a DJ or MC throwing phrases around. Now let's write a rhythm that feels like jungle call and response. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on siren slices. Set your grid to 1/16. Here's the guiding rule. Leave space for the snare on beats 2 and 4. In drum and bass, the snare is sacred. The siren is the hype. But it's not allowed to steal the snare's spotlight. Start simple. Put a main hit on beat 1. That's your call. Then add a small answer right after. Try placing it on one E or one A depending on the slice. Then put another phrase around beat 3, or 3 and maybe a tiny pickup right at the end of the bar leading into the next bar. As you place notes, think in two lanes, words and punctuation. Longer, clearer slices are your words, the sentence. Tiny little blips are commas and exclamation marks. If your MIDI starts sounding messy, mute the punctuation notes first. Your core phrase should still make sense without them. Now, velocities. Main notes, keep them strong. Roughly 90 to 120. Ghost notes, 20 to 60. That contrast is a massive part of why breaks feel human. And a quick note about quantize. Quantize is not the enemy. The trick is to use it in stages. If you recorded notes loosely, try quantizing at 50 to 70%, not 100. That keeps things coherent, but you don't snap all the life out of it. Then manually nudge only the featured notes. Now we lock the siren into the breaks feel using groove pool. Find a groove source. If you're using an Amen loop, perfect. You can extract groove from it, or just use Ableton's groove library, like a swing 16 groove. Drag a groove into the groove pool. Then drag that groove onto your siren MIDI clip. Now set the groove parameters. Timing. Start around 20 to 40%. Velocity. 10 to 25%. Random. 5 to 15%. Now listen with the break. This is the moment where it stops sounding like MIDI on top of drums and starts sounding like it's inside the drum pocket. And I recommend not committing the groove yet. Keep it flexible while you arrange. Next, micro edits. This is where the Amen surgery mindset really kicks in. Take one of your notes and duplicate it. Then nudge it a tiny bit earlier, like 1/32 earlier, to create a rush into a snare. Then try a stutter at the end of bar 4, two quick hits back to back. And here's the key. Swap the slice on the second hit. That turns it into a conversation. Call, response. Same rhythm, different word. You can also do a classic jungle and a phrase move. Three quick hits right at bar 4 beat 4, leading into the next section. You don't have to switch the whole grid to triplets either. You can fake a triplet feel by nudging one of the hits earlier until it rolls right. Now, one of the most important pocket tricks in DNB. Intentional late notes. A siren often feels best slightly behind the snare, like it's reacting. Try nudging your biggest answer notes a little later, like +8 to +20 milliseconds. You can do that by nudging notes off the grid, or using clip delay depending on your workflow. If it feels a tiny bit late and relaxed, you're probably doing it right. Now let's shape the sound with a simple stock effects chain. We're not going crazy. We're making it mix ready on the siren slices track at EQ 8. High pass it around 150 to 300 HC. This keeps the sub and low drums clean. If the siren gets harsh, sweep around 2 to 5 KHC and dip a couple dB. Then add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This helps the siren read through the mix without needing to turn it up too loud. Add auto filter for movement. Low pass or band pass works great. You can use a small envelope amount so each hit has a little wah at the start. That adds life without needing reverb. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the echo so it stays out of the low end, like high pass around 300 HC and low pass around 6 to 10 KHC. Then utility at the end. Keep width controlled, maybe 80 to 120%, and trim the gain so the siren sits behind the drums, not on top. One arrangement level tip that instantly sounds more pro. Use echo as a throw, not a constant. So instead of leaving echo wet all the time, put it on a return track and automate the send amount only at the ends of phrases. That gives you these hype moments without blurring the groove. Now we arrange it like a record. Let's build a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4. Intro or tease. Farce. Single hits mostly on beat 1 and beat 3. Let the listener learn the theme. Bars 5 to 8. Build. Add a few stutters, a bit more density, still leaving snare space. Bars 9 to 12. Drop energy. Strongest call and response phrases. This is where you can automate the filter opening a bit. Bars 13 to 16. Variation. Swap to different slices. Maybe pitch one or two pads down for darker answers, and then do one rewind style fill at bar 16. As you arrange, think in density ramps, not volume ramps. Intro might be 1 to 2 notes per bar. Build might be 3 to 5. Drop might be 4 to 7. And then your fill bar can get busy, but only in the last beat. That's how you get hype without turning the entire section into a non-stop siren wall. Also, automate silence. Mute the siren for one full bar before it returns. That contrast is bigger than any extra saturation. If you want one more modern live 12 trick, probability, select your ghost notes and set chance to something like 50 to 80%. Keep your main notes at 100. Now your loop evolves over 16 bars without you writing 16 different clips. And if you want a really fun next level workflow, resample one bar of your siren performance to audio after the effects, then slice the audio again. Echo and saturation will create new transients, and your second rock will be even more percussive and unique. It's like making your own custom break out of a siren. Before we wrap, let's cover a few common mistakes so you can avoid the beginner traps. First, overfilling every gap. If the siren talks nonstop, it stops being special and it masks the snare. Second, no velocity variation. If everything hits the same, it screams loop. Third, too much reverb or echo too early. Long tails blur the groove. Use throws. Fourth, not warping first. That's how you get slices that never quite sit right. And fifth, plashing with the sub. Keep the siren out of the low end. Now here's a quick 10 to 15 minute practice you can do right after this.